I don't know if they do this all over when people go on the Tonight Show, but that was cool. Like, back in our hometown, like, you know, people had it on their out front of their bars, like, tonight, you know, Kid Rock on the Tonight Show, you know, everyone goes up there and gathers around, you know, and then when you come on TV, you know, everyone's drunk by the time you come on, then you come on, and so you just feel that little Detroit, and, you know, I heard word back from the bar, they're just like, ah, you know, you do it for the hometown.
The release of Devil Without a Cause in 1998 was to prove a turning point for Kid Rock. With Atlantic Records happy with its commercial viability, and Kid himself not having to compromise too much of his original style, at last things seemed to be on the right track. Once again, the music was a full-on assault of hard rock, b-boy boogie, and screaming party attitude. As ever, you could find all styles of music in there if you were to dig deep enough. Rock and rap was prevalent, of course, but folk, country, psychedelic rock, and samples also played a huge part. Songs such as the title track or I Got One For You set the scene perfectly. With their mixture of the Twisted Brown Trucker Band's menacing stomp and Kid winding his raps around loops from his 808 sampler. Most unusually of all, Only God Knows Why, a country ballad, showed off a rare sensitive side and demonstrated that Kid could not only rap, but sing as well. Due to the bizarre and frantic nature of its recording, the album was virtually all his own work. Produced by Kid Rock and the Twisted Brown Trucker Band, several of the tracks featured Kid playing all the instruments himself. His extensive use of samplers also used excerpts from classic songs by Fleetwood Mac and The Politicians, once again showing the diverse nature of the sound. It did, however, include proper guest appearances. Blues musician Robert Bradley, also from Detroit, was one of his many homies who turned up on the record and kept up the Midwestern groove. Most notably, it also included the latest white boy hip-hop sensation, Eminem. Like Kid, Eminem grew up in Detroit, and he had been inspired by the music of Kid Rock himself. Now signed to rap legend Dr. Dre's label Aftermath, thanks to him and Kid, Detroit had been unanimously declared as the white rap capital of the world. Finally, following four attempts, Kid Rock had a serious smash hit record. After only 1 year of release, sales of Devil Without a Cause had surpassed the 4 million mark. A single, the funky and furious Cowboy, helped to boost sales outside America, whilst his music was beginning to find its way onto more than just his own albums. MTV's The Beach House and ABC's World of Sports featured his tracks as theme music, whilst the song Somebody's Gonna Feel This was included on the Atlantic label's Road Rash 3D soundtrack. The world was at last waking up to the Kid. And the person least surprised by this newfound world-beating success was Kid himself. Having always had faith that his music was good enough to be up there with the very best of them, he knew that if the backing was there, he would hit the heights. Atlantic had given him the push, and with both rock and rap radio stations now playing his songs without fear of repercussions, things were going very well indeed. The extent of Kid's success even stretched to the sporting world, when the Detroit Red Wings basketball team chose the opening rap from Early Morning Stone Pimp as their victory chant. The cry, "Ain't no party like a Detroit party, because a Detroit party don't stop," was now heard to reverberate around sporting arenas as well as on the TV and radio. The Kid was not only rocking but rolling as well. But it still wasn't enough, and yet more was to come.